Hey, Dollar Bin listeners, this is Trey. We're going to be cussing a lot on this show, and the sheer moral turpitude of the vulgarity which comes from our lungs will cloud in the air around your desk at work, calling attention to all the porn that you've been surfing for all day. If you're going to listen to this podcast, use headphones. Otherwise, you're going to get caught with your hand in your pants.
Oh, my mind just actually went dirty with that. I was like, that could be kind of fun. And, oh, no, never mind.
Did you read Ultimate X-Men?
I did.
Kitty Pryde. Oh, wait, no. Was that an Astonishing? Oh, it was an Astonishing when she finally
falls through
did
the floor?
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With that was pretty funny.
I think they did it in Ultimate X-Men, too.
Oh, I don't know about that, because nobody reads that terrible, terrible book.
It's gone now.
Read every single issue of that terrible book.
Did it happen?
Yeah,
like
that happened in Astonishing.
It happened.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like when Peter came back from the dead. Yeah. I didn't know he was dead, but then yeah,
pretty that was funny. Really funny. Good times.
Yeah,
good times.
Then so, Ultimate, of course, he was gay.
Really?
That was, yeah.
I just read Ultimates 2 Volume 2 recently. Finally, I guess.
Just stop right there.
Oh no, I
you don't need to read.
And I also read Ultimate Galactus Volume 1.
How's that?
It was okay. Everybody
wasn't
says
he a cloud or something?
No, that's
that was just the movie. Okay, I thought the movie came from the
Galactus
book.
Isn't even in Volume 1. She's not even in it at all.
Right.
It was. I thought Volume 1 was a little pointless.
That's still not the dumbest name. I haven't read it yet, but there's a book, Ultimate Human.
Yeah, I've
which
read Ultimate
really,
Human.
Really good.
I can't go over the name.
It's a crossover. It's a Hulk Iron Man crossover.
It's what I wanted Ultimates 3 to be.
I should check out Ultimate Human.
Yeah, it's
I have
Hulk's
it.
Trying
well,
to find
it's
a
only,
solution.
It's only 3 issues, I think. 4 issues. Yeah, it's
trying
Iron,
to find a solution.
Yeah, it's Iron
Hulk.
Man or it's Tony Stark trying to help Hulk figure out how to
not be Hulk anymore.
Stop hulking.
Okay,
and it's pretty awesome because. They do like tests on him and stuff. It's pretty cool.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we gotta get back to our topic. No, I promise I won't.
Okay.
No,
okay.
We that's cool.
But that was like that. What's the chicken? Like, okay, let's do the chicken and egg diagram first. Was he just Elijah Simpson? And then he could find like he could freeze.
They don't
shit?
Go that far back.
I mean, just think about that though.
Yeah,
like, was
probably
is it like you
or
know,
is it like Larry Sprinkle? He just grew into that name.
I still don't believe that's his real name. You know, okay, for those of us, by the way, those
weatherman.
Because someone told me this, and I did not believe it. People that don't live in Charlotte, I literally had an argument in a bar that lasts like 3 hours. Like this guy said, like yeah, he was telling about this weatherman named Larry Sprinkle. I said, bullshit. That's like a stage name. There's no fucking way. And no, his real name. It's Larry Sprinkle.
Yeah.
He was born Larry Sprinkle, and he became a meteorologist.
He had to. There's no other profession he could
urologist.
Go in.
What about Dr. Hand?
Okay, no. Ted, listen to this. Okay, my dad's cousin married a gynecologist named Dr. Finger.
No way.
Yes.
Bullshit.
No.
Dr. Finger has no patience.
His name is Dr. Finger and he's a gynecologist. My mom and I have laughed over that. Like, I don't know how many times.
I would love to meet that guy. Just because you know he doesn't like break, like do the whole math for you. Like, you know, say, hey, I'm Steve Finger. And you're like, what do you do? I'm a doctor. And then like 10 minutes later, you get like, yeah, I'm a gynecologist. And like, then as you're riding home from meeting, you're like, hold on. Dr. Finger, the gynecologist, and then you're not around him, so you can't laugh at him. But
I love that. That's so funny.
Dr. Finger, the gynecologist.
Yeah.
Jeez. But back to Elijah Snow.
Yes.
I don't know, though, because
they never
like,
go that far back. Of course, I've only read the trades now. I haven't read any issues. I don't
know.
Well,
no, they don't go back, but I'm thinking. I mean, like, you know, it's more of a realistic kind of, well, I guess, you know, it's not, you know, hokey and like all corny. So you'd think his name was like he changed it to Snow once he found out he could freeze things. But then think about Harley Quinn end up hooking up with the Joker. Yeah. I mean, how do you. You never know.
That's
Edward Nigma.
Yeah.
Became the Riddler. I mean, like, come on.
Mr. Freeze.
That is cool.
Victor Von Doom end up becoming
a bad
villain.
Guy. Sinestro becoming a bad guy.
Atrocitus. Is that just DC? That no, Doom is Marvel. So yeah, I don't know.
DC is a little bit more obvious with it.
Elijah Snow. I don't know. Like that could be one of those. He could have been born just you know Elijah Snow, and then hey, I can freeze shit. Awesome.
Maybe he had like white hair when he was born, and they're like, it's like snow. Maybe it's his middle name,
Elijah Snow Stevens.
Some reason I was going with Elijah Snow Watkins, but that's probably not it. I don't know why that game.
Planetary number 27 will be the origin of Elijah Snow.
No, they're going to save Ambrose Chase.
Hey, what did I was, I'm guessing he hasn't shown back or anything. I don't know. I know he's dead.
Well, no, last well, time we I read, know, he's dead. No, you don't. You're not going to find out anything more about Ambrose. Which you have in our in the trays they go. Have you seen the mission that the one mission they show when Ambrose?
Yeah, that's all you're gonna know about.
Yeah, that's all you're gonna know about Ambrose between now and the end of the book.
Okay,
hold on. How does someone drop a planet on you? Are you on another planet?
It was there's a gravitational anomaly. It was an invading alien force from another universe that invaded, and they had the control over gravitational anomalies, basically, like little black holes they could make.
Yeah.
So they made like a little black hole near the planet that caused, you know, to the other one to move in gravitational pull toward it and collide. The two planets collided.
So Chewie's dead.
Yeah. He did die saving Han Solo's son.
Yeah.
Fuck Han Solo.
Who later on.
Well, we all are going to die. Adam and I had this argument last night when they were talking healthcare.
Oh.
And they were saying that less people would die. I was like, no, the exact same amount of people are going to die.
Does Obama's healthcare plan involve immortality? Because I am for it. Yes. Do you want to provide? But are they provide immortality to illegal aliens? Because I'm not in favor.
Not
of
for that.
I'm not in favor of that at all.
The exact same amount of people will die.
You lie. A little political humor there, haven't
I? Yeah, I like
South
that.
Carolina, political map.
Yes. Yeah.
It's always Check South out. Carolina. It's Lord. Always fucking South Carolina. You would think people like politicians in South Carolina would just keep their heads down. No, fucking way. No, we're just gonna it's always South Carolina. Oh God. Wish you guys weren't a state.
Oh, sorry. Hey, we tried to not be.
We tried. Pretty soon we're just gonna ask you guys to leave.
Like,
There was like a movement, a separatist movement, is like a religious cult, I guess.
Does not surprise me.
That they're actually in California, but they had this big plan to move to South Carolina and then try to influence it to leave the Union because it tried once before.
People in cults are not the smartest people out there in the world. I don't know if it's. Oh God. All
right. Who
cursed the arrow? I can't remember. Didn't someone curse the arrow?
Yeah. Well, it mixed with the magic of the cloak when it like it went through the cloak and the thread of the cloak got in him or something.
I thought there was. I thought like the arrow was cursed before they shot it. Like the arrow wouldn't miss no matter what.
Yeah,
and they were aiming for Bigby, right?
Yeah, I think so. And the two magics and the thread of the cloak got poisoned his body. And yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with airship explosions. And
saving all the fables.
Yeah. Saving all the fables. I like that one.
What about Superman?
I don't know.
Superman didn't even eat when no one's around. I guess he's in it. Like, if no one's like around. Like,
Raisin Bran?
Raisin, yeah.
Ooh, Clark would eat Raisin Bran and spill it on himself. So he was like, okay, we get it. You're clumsy. Okay, you asshole, we get it. Okay.
Maybe alphabets.
And he spells things.
Yeah,
he works on his vocabulary. Oh,
it's so funny. Whenever I think of Clark Kent, I keep thinking of that Rock skit that you guys told me about, like when he was playing and everyone knew who he was.
Yeah,
it's how I think about like how like every comic he's like tripping over people, and just people was like, okay, we gotta think. It's like now it's not like people are thinking like it's Clark Kent Superman. They're like, is Clark Kent retarded? I think it's what we're going with now. This guy can't walk five steps without knocking something over. He's late. He's always disheveled. He's like
it's like, it looks like you drove here with your head out the window, Clark.
Do you remember the episode of The Office where Holly thought that he was
thought Toby was retarded?
You've had a long day, haven't you?
You can drive your own car. Yes, I can. That's exactly what I've been thinking. Like, when Clark turns in stories, they like give him like a gold star. They don't actually print them. He turns into like handwritten stories and shit.
Crayon.
Crayon.
Oh my god.
It's all just pictures.
It was like a puppy dog.
Not even worse.
It was a smiley face.
Someone needs to retcon that shit. Like, that kid had a learning disorder or something. Or at least you think someone would think, like, someone get him tested for, like, vertigo or something. Because something's wrong. I mean, he literally falls too much. Oh. All right.
All right.
Oh, speaking of Wolverine, by the way, this is yes. I bought those Weapon X.
Oh, did you?
And they're awesome.
Yeah, they get better too.
The laser claws.
Laser like, claws.
I got 1 through 4. That's what I got. That's all that's
I think
out.
That's
right?
All that's out. Yeah, I think it's just 1 through 4.
Right. Well,
I think there's only a couple, 1 or 2 more left. Right.
I don't know.
I think the story's wrapping up in the next issue or something.
Is it gonna be? I don't. Oh god. Let's
it
not
doesn't
talk
have
about
like
Wolverine.
A limited. I thought with we're getting Sean and work.
Is it not?
I thought it was.
It didn't say anything about being limited.
Oh my god.
I thought it was. I might be wrong.
3 though. Ongoing Deadpool titles. I don't know what's going on with Wolverine. I get yelled at every time Dark Wolverine comes out because I don't know how to order that book. How do you order this? I don't know if it's going to keep going.
I still say they screwed up by changing it to Dark Wolverine. I think if they just left it Wolverine and just people wouldn't even have thought twice about it. But as soon as you change it to Dark Wolverine, people are like, oh, do I want
Stalking is like the worst character in history. I got to say.
Okay. How does he have tattoos?
Wouldn't they heal immediately?
Would they heal?
And what's up with the weird, like, underclaw? That's like the most uncomfortable claw.
And the hair? Can we talk about the hair for a minute?
And I can't remember, is he gay or bisexual?
He's bisexual.
Oh, he is?
Which is okay.
Totally is gay.
Yeah.
It's in the derogatory use of, as he's stupid.
No, no, no.
Yeah, and, like, he is bisexual. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why he was at the opera or something that one time?
So straight guys can go to the opera? No. Nice. Nice, Sean.
Jeez. You like the opera?
Way to straight bash, Sean.
But still, I could.
Yeah, I'm a straightest.
Straightest. As opposed to a gayest, I guess.
I'm a heterophobe.
Yeah. Well, back to Docking sucks.
Yes.
He needs to die. Like, out of all the, seriously, out of all the...
That was going to be one of my questions.
All, like, the, all the Dark Avengers, he's the one I just cannot stand. Like, out of all of them, like, I can deal with Norman Osborn for another couple years. I keep thinking of, like, I keep getting stuck on retarded Clark Kent.
It's like, okay, retarded Clark Kent and...
some doctor who diagnoses him.
Have Clark Kent, like, have Superman and Bizarro ever done a team-up book?
They've had...
I'd like to see that, because, like, if Bizarro has, like, a Kent Clarkson,
you know,
who's, like, a really smooth, debonair guy who's all together. He's like Bruce Wayne.
Who did...
Not retarded at all.
Wasn't there the Bizarro... there was a Bizarro issue of All-Star... Superman.
There was.
And that was really, they kind of teamed up there because
weird.
It was throwing the balance off and it had like a Bizarro Flash and stuff or something.
I do remember that. Yeah, the Bizarro Planet. Yeah. That was weird. Everyone's stupid.
You mean Action Comics?
No, they did it. It happened in All-Star first. And it was way better.
I've only read the
like,
first
The cover
six.
Of it is like they have Superman tied up to this huge rocket. This one's like a firecracker and he's trying to blow out the...
It was way better in All-Star Superman than it was in Action, I thought.
I liked that.
Oh, it's just more fun, I guess, in All-Star Superman. They did like a... Spider-Man and Deadpool silent issue. crossover silent issue.
I like that.
I think you missed the point. Might have missed the opportunity here, guys. We were sitting around the editor's table like, maybe we should have gone a different direction here. Yeah. Missed a lot of humor there. I guarantee for their book, they're hiring like stand-up comedians to come in, like, you know, part-time. Just like, we just need a couple one-liners. Just give us a couple, you know?
It's just fun. They both wear masks. There would be really no facial expressions or anything through the entire issue.
Well, Spider-Man's eyes get angry. You notice that his eyes somehow he has the most incredible suit. But he, you know, he is. Especially in the new Ultimate Comics. God, that thing is fully expressive. It's bewilderment, you know. You can tell his facial. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
See, I might be, I'm sitting there ripping on indie snobs. I might be like a reverse snob, indie snob, because like I see books like that, I'm like, God, that's so douchey.
Well, sometimes
I just think of that. Wait, I mean, I don't know. Like, you guys know
a lot of it is.
You guys know you had to twist my arm to get me to read something indie. Like 10 people have to recommend it or something. It has to be good. Like, I get really, I don't know, because a lot of stuff I read is kind of pretentious.
Oh, just, yeah, totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple indie people that I really like, and like Paul Horschmeyer is one of my favorites.
You know, it's like a Serious Pop. I would have never picked that up if I'd have picked them, flipped through it. I'd have never read it. It just was just like, it looked like pretentious indie.
God, book. So
but
good.
It is like, if you want to sit down and actually think and read a book and look at every detail and try to like pick it apart and what things mean, it's a really good book. But if you just want to read a book and relax, yeah. I don't think it's good.
That's not that. Why I read comics.
Yeah, and so, I think a lot of it, I think that's what I think. A lot of it's preference. It's a lot of it's what you're looking for when you read.
But I will say though, there have been books like I had to get on like what was the book? It was Ice Haven. You guys had like a discussion group that I didn't go to or something. Like I went back and read that. I actually did pick up like on some things I'd missed the first time around. I was like, okay, I can see how this has appeal. So
I haven't read
it. Seriously, it's good.
Why? Yeah. I think the next Heroes discussion group should be on the surrogates.
Why is it not?
I don't know.
Has anyone offered it up or
no? Well, I think we were gonna try and
I would be there.
Get a thing for Rob Vendetti to come.
Getting to sign some books.
He's going to California.
Yeah, he's going to California instead.
Richard actually, Richard emailed Rob and bought some signed books from Rob. So Rob signed some books and shipped them up to Richard, and he's going to have them at the theater up in Greenville. Hmm. So yeah, if anybody's going to the show at the theater in Greenville, which is next week,
I'll be
probably
there.
This one
working.
Where?
Not the theater, dear.
Oh, the theater. Oh.
For the showing.
I thought you said the...
No, oh, you mean
not the Greenville Comic Con. You mean the con that we do not have a table for this year?
I'm going to be there working. Ooh. Have fun. It's going to be awesome.
So we'll have a backpack kit.
Chet was like, are you going to that show in Greenville? I was like, yeah. He's like, you could be my helper then. I was like, oh, okay.
It's funny, when I was reading Planetary, in that third volume, she gets married.
Yeah, you lure the P and then Laura Martin.
It changes in the middle of the third volume of Planetary.
Really cool.
You know, Laura Martin has not won an Eisner, but Laura DuPuy. That's one of the questions I'm asking next time we interview her.
How do you pronounce your maiden name? DuPuy.
She's actually won like two or three.
Oh, so there we go. That's why we said Laura Martin's never won an Oscar. Okay, now we know why.
she won like two or three before she got married, but since she's been Laura Martin, she has not won one. Which is bullshit, because she's gotten better.
I got to think that maybe people in the eyes are like, okay, we get it. She's just in too much. No, they're just protesting her.
Cause no, because
Chris Ware.
Chris Ware has won like nine.
Everything.
He wins like one a year.
I got to say that like I don't really notice colorists, but I'll pull out a book. I'm like, you know what? I bet Laura Martin did. And I'll flip back to the beginning. Yeah, Laura Martin.
You don't notice the colors unless they're totally awesome. And if they're totally awesome, it's Laura Martin.
Yeah, what's that? Dave Johnson. No, is that
Dave Stewart?
Dave Stewart's won like the last
Darwin
3 years.
Stuff.
And who's been doing like the green? Who's been doing the Blackest Night and all the Green Lantern stuff? That stuff has been like the Sinestro.
Who else is it? Alex Sinclair is also a colorist, and Alex Sinclair.
Yeah, Alex Sinclair's been doing
Alex Sinclair,
DC, the Blackest Night.
And
who's the colorist for Walking Dead?
Me,
I could do it. I think I could. Black hair? Okay. Not black hair? Got it. Black where there are X's? I can handle that. By the way, I found like all my friends were posting on Facebook that Reading Rainbow got canceled. I'm like, I thought sure got canceled like 12 years ago. What the fuck was that? I found that out too. I was like, so you guys were actively watching this? Like, really? They were like,
even I don't watch that.
I guess people always think I'm like being exaggerating. Like, I thought that show ended when we were kids.
I thought it did too.
It ended for me whenever he went to the set of Star Trek, and it kind of like blew my mind. I was like, wait, what?
Jordy's the guy from Reading Rainbow?
I remember some old...
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I call it BS.
Oh,
I did call it BS.
I swear.
I am calling BS.
No, I swear.
I am calling BS.
I did not know that.
No,
I swear I didn't know that.
Refuse to believe it. No.
You can't be that. You can't be that stupid and that not aware of things.
I didn't know that.
No way.
Also, what, a black guy puts on a visor and you don't know
who
he is?
You can't recognize him.
I didn't watch a lot of Reading Rainbow as a kid. I did not watch Reading Rainbow.
He be called Burton, man.
No way. I don't. I refuse to believe that.
I didn't watch Reading Rainbow. I did not know that. I didn't watch Reading Rainbow as a kid.
Well, you missed out.
Yeah.
I mean, what, it would have come on like PBS
there's
or something.
There's the Talking Heads.
I didn't get PBS. I can fly twice as high. I got 4, 5, 7, and sometimes 9. That's all I got. That's all I got.
We watched it at school.
We don't watch TV at school. What school did you go to?
That was I can't go anywhere. I
can do anything.
I don't know. something. Reading Rainbow.
I do not know the song to Reading Rainbow. I did not know that.
Yes, LeVar Burton. I also saw a movie where he's played a minor league baseball player's son and then like raped a girl or killed her accidentally. It kind of freaked me the fuck out. That was what blew my mind when I tried to watch Reading Rainbow.
Raped her and killed her.
But don't take my word for it.
That's awesome. I still remember one of the books he went over. It was about like this rabbit who it was like, okay, it was one of those things where rabbits were people. That was the standard. Like he starred on a TV show. He played like a superhero. I just can't remember the name of it. Then I remember If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. I saw that there.
Oh, yeah.
I read that book. That was the most asinine book. Ever. Or on this topic, I know this is kind of unrelated, it's gonna get cut, like, and I'm totally stealing this like from Adam Carolla. I was listening to his podcast, but he brought up something that was just the funniest thing ever, because I hadn't thought about it. You guys have all read Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah
You think pretty highly of that book, don't you?
Yeah.
He brought up the fact that, like, you know, he's reading it to his kids, he's like, this is the most worthless piece of writing ever. Because you think back on it, I mean, you're thinking back on the art, you know, just this guy's art and, like, you know, how mesmerizing it was for you. But if you actually read it, it's literally like a sentence and it spans for like 2 or 3 pages. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. It's like, it's nothing to it. It's like, and he just goes off and it's like an hour long tangent.
That's how I horrible. Have no idea what the hell the movie's going to be about.
I'm guessing based on the trailer, it's not going to be about the book. Yeah. It's limited because, like, they're literally seeing his mom is making out with a guy. That wasn't in the book.
Oh, I don't
so,
understand that. Yeah, I just hope
it's not going to be like when they made the Dr. Seuss, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That was a terrible movie.
There was actually scenes in that movie I laughed.
I've never seen it.
You're talking about Jim Carrey?
The live action?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
I laugh.
Oh, Ted. Oh, no.
There's one scene that just jumps to mind right away. Remember when he tore the tablecloth? He did the whole thing where he take the tablecloth really fast and dishes stay there. And he kind of walked off camera. He came back and knocked all the dishes down. It's kind of funny. It was Jim Carrey was still funny and not trying to be like Brad Pitt and doing shitty movies like The Yes Man.
I don't know if I want to stick with Joss Whedon as my writer.
Are we still?
Are we back on topic now? Come on, guy.
I've been thinking about this whole time. I'm trying to think of somebody better.
Wait, better?
David Peterson.
You want David Peterson to write?
And
your
I will be a mouse.
Write and draw it.
You just want to be the black axe.
Drawn by John.
By the way.
Did you finish reading that yet?
Awesome!
I know!
Incredible! Awesome!
That's why you said something that one time about Black Axe, and I was like, oh.
You're like, Liam is awesome. I was like, what about the Black Axe? Like, read the book. Yeah. It's like, oh, now I see where Adam was going with that. It was freaking sweet!
Yeah.
And then the guy with the staff, I like him. So funny that I can't tell them apart. Some of the guy with the staff is a different color, but like the one with the red and Liam, same mouse.
They wear different. One wears green. Like, Liam wears green.
Which is also was not the easiest thing for me to tell.
Yeah, Liam wears green.
Luckily, it's a little weird dialogue, but they refer to each other by first names a lot, so it helps. Liam. I guess Dave, he kind of looks at me like, yeah, they really are the same mouse. It's only so many mice we can draw. We've got a dark gray, we have the light gray, and we have the brown. And different variations upon which. And we have old mouse.
Red hair.
But yes, you have to read Mouse Guard if you have it, because that book is incredible.
Yeah.
And now I have to wait like 5 years for the next one probably or something.
I see them twice a month at Richards. Probably.
Really?
Yeah. Different people. Sometimes the same people.
I see them.
I will say some people like
so they
kinda
make me uncomfortable.
Well, I've noticed, like, some again, people are heroes. Yeah. Like, I walk by and, like, give a nod, and, like, they don't make eye contact. I'm like, oh, you're one of those types.
I will point out, and I know our listeners love when I do this, but whenever I go in store with gamers, they're all stereotypical.
Okay. Yes, yes. Because look, I used to buy my games. This guy, you got you brought this up. I used to buy my games at like Best Buy or just Best Buy or something.
When I didn't mean those gamers. I meant like you mean like the Warcraft or not Warcraft.
People still do that stuff.
But yeah.
Well, okay. If your idea of a rousing Friday night, you know, is to sit around and play like some fucking Pokemon or Dungeons and Dragons,
Warhammer is the thing now, I believe.
Warhammer,
I believe that's
yeah.
That's
you're living a stereotype. Yeah, you're
yeah. Everybody I've ever met that does gaming like that has been a stereotypical gamer.
I call it gaming. I think gaming is too cool.
Like video
games, because like you can still do like World of Warcraft and be like a normal person. Like,
yeah,
I think we need to call them Carters.
Carters
or something.
Well,
like
I mean they have miniatures. They do
it has to be some more derogatory term.
Miniature gamer,
painted pewter figurines.
Like if you have a 17 sided die, like
it's 12 sided die.
I think the number there you go, see the number of sides of your die.
I think a 20 sided
and I only know that from the Weezer song.
I've got 12 sided die.
Yeah. That's it.
Kitty Pryde and Nightcrawler too, waiting there for me.
Yeah.
Yes, the number of sides on your die is a inverse correlation to the number of women you know that aren't in your family. The more sides of your die, the less women you know. I have a 37-sided die, and I know one.
Put the visor back on. Put the visor back on. Why are you touching up on the white woman?
Sean has an issue.
God, what's on his eye?
I know.
I'm saying,
put the visor back on, man.
Why is she not throwing up on him? Is she blind as well? He has Christmas lights on the side of his head. Hold on, did Jordy end up having someone he dated?
It's Kunta, sir. Kunta Kinte.
Kunta Kinte. That's a fucked up movie, man. That movie. Like, there are movies that I literally can't watch and be around white people. And that is on the list. I need like a 3-day white people break. That's why I was like, fuck you.
3-day white people
break. I can't go to work. Like, if I watched that, I had to take time off because I would literally curse someone out. Like, fuck you, you asshole.
Oh, man.
Time to Kill. I can't.
Oh, God.
Any movie where there's like.
I haven't even made it through that movie because I can't get past the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, that's a painful movie. It's a great movie. It's fucking. It touches you on so many fucking levels.
I don't think I've seen that.
You have to see it.
I can't. I just.
Will it make me hate white people?
It'll make you hate a lot of different things. Because you do have the sympathetic white people in that movie.
Yeah.
And the sympathetic white people in the movie are pretty good. Like, the sympathetic white people in, like, Roots, still pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean. Yeah.
I've never seen Roots either.
That's a big undertaking. So I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, it's like 12 hours or something, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
I would say, like, you know.
I've seen parts of it, I think.
Is there a smaller.
I've seen Mississippi Burning.
That's another one. I cannot, like, really.
I didn't write a paper on that.
That one gets to me. Glory pisses me the fuck
off.
Oh, God,
man. Yeah. I own Glory. That movie's so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of. Another one, Higher Learning.
Dude, that movie pisses me off because white people in that movie are treated. They're, like, so stupid.
I think white people stereotype more than
they're like racist, stereotypical white people.
Because they're literally like Valley Girls or they're Nazis.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that was weird to watch.
And they killed Tyra. That was just totally unnecessary. You couldn't like paralyze her so she couldn't run or just like break her fibia so she missed a track meet. You had to kill her, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up.
I love me some Omar Epps.
Omar Epps. What is that guy doing, by the way?
I don't know, but I almost bought juice a couple days ago.
Seriously, what is Omar?
I love that
Omar
man.
I don't know.
Nothing. What was the last thing he did?
I remember he was on ER and then he killed himself.
He was on ER. That's the last thing he did. That was only this past like year or something, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe I'm getting my you're thinking of the other guy. You're not thinking of Omar Epps.
The other guy.
That's the
racist.
Guy.
God, I can't think of his name.
The other one.
The other guy. The other black. Well, it's like five black actors. So, I mean,
I thought
not
Omar
Denzel.
Epps was on ER, right?
He was, but I think he was on there as a guest star.
Oh.
Like,
see,
he
I don't
was
watch
only
ER.
On there for like three or four.
I just remember seeing him in a commercial. So, I mean, I don't know. I thought he was.
No, you're thinking, who's the guy?
Thinking of Omar Epps. He was in Juice. And he was in Major League 2.
No, then no. Who's the guy? Well, the guy you, if you saw a recent commercial, you saw a commercial with.
It probably wasn't recent.
Yeah, because he was on a, like several seasons ago as like a med student who got overworked and
left and then
himself.
Came back. Oh
no, he killed himself.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want.
See, now you're definitely getting all the black guys mixed up. Because that was another black guy that was in the war and came back.
Oh my god!
I only watched the first season of ER.
I love ER. I was ER.
I think that's all I ever watched was the first season, maybe the second.
Major ER. Fan.
It was like 10 years ago. Was the last time I watched an episode of ER.
Incredible.
Maybe
show.
Longer ago than that.
Incredible show.
All right. Yes.
Wow, wow, that's getting cut.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Or you can leave it in for a certain person to enjoy.
Driving me nuts.